Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
What kind of man you looking for, boo?
God-fearing.
Puts God first.
And that loves God more than himself.
A God-fearing man.
I need a God-fearing man.
God-fearing, absolutely. He has to be God-fearing.
God-fearing. I want a man, I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I do want a man that honors God.
God-fearing.
He has to, know God.
Wait a damn minute.
What? How old are you, honey?
I'm 47.
Damn.
Well, damn, nigga.
Damn, damn, damn.
47, and where are you calling us from?
Alabama.
You have any kids?
I have three.
Three? How old are your three kids?
29, 27, and 17.
Okay. 29, 27, and 17. All by the same man?
No. Three.
Something is wrong here.
You've been married?
Yes, twice.
Twice. So when did you get divorced last?
2012. Yeah.
Oh, okay. 2012. All right. And what you do for a living?
I'm HR.
They are who we thought they were.
As MABW would say, that age is under investigation. I could be wrong, but I really don't think she's 47. Y'all let me know how old you think she look. I'm saying at least 55.
I'm not apologizing to that old bitch. Absolutely not.
Nothing ever worked out. Her marriages didn't work out. Her relationships didn't work out. It's just been bad in her dating life. At this point, it's time to give up. If multiple relationships, becoming a baby mama, and two marriages fail, it's time to just say, you know what? Being in a serious relationship with a man ain't for me at this point.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
A Christian man, one that loves the Lord and is not ashamed of it. One that is truthful. Someone that likes to have deep conversations. Someone that is trustworthy.
All I want is to do share love and feel with people. And it's like, no. You don't get any of that, you dirty whore.
Most women I've ever talked to are horrible at deep conversations. They make it clear they have no interest in anything deeper than reality TV shows and some gossip shit or what girl get on their nerves at work. That's the overwhelming majority of women, including the ones who say shit like, I want a man who can have deep conversations. So most men aren't really looking to get a woman to have deep conversations with.
You don't know that.
Yeah, the most important thing is that they got to love God. I mean, and he's got to be first in their lives. And they have to have an active relationship with him. And I'm talking about Jesus, Christian.
Okay.
Do it mean I got to go to church every Sunday? Do it mean I got to read the Bible 16 times a week? Or can I just live like Christ without ever talking about Christ or God? See, for me, a lot of this shit is all performative. I can have a wonderful relationship with God and Christ and live like Christ and never bring them up, never go to church, and never read the Bible. So to me, all this talk of Jesus and having a relationship with Jesus, it's all fucking performative.
Ooh, you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Like, I would respect it more if she said, like, I just want a man with Christian values. I can conceptualize what that means in day-to-day life. Just saying, oh, you got to have a relationship with Christ. I mean, I can have a relationship with Christ and rob banks and rape people. So it's just fucking word salad. It's just word salad.
You know, I'm surgical with this bitch, Jake. How you want it, dog?
I rape and murder and rob banks, but I talk to Jesus all the time. And he working with me. So, hey, I got a personal relationship with Christ. Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I'm not sure if I remember. Are you on a celibacy journey?
Yes.
It's over with. We don't even need to talk because I'm going to get mad.
You're going to say
I'm going to get mad. I don't know what I might say.
Probably a year ago.
A little over a year ago. So a year ago, are you not having sex unless you get married again, or that's not a rule?
Yes, that's the rule.
Go lay your ass back down and come holler at me tomorrow when you sober, because you high right now.
This goes for men who aren't religious and for men who are religious. Nobody takes a woman serious who's a born-again virgin. Nobody believes in that. They don't. And if they were going to feed into it, it would be for a woman who has been celibate for 15 years or something. Like, really showed a dedication to it. You just got your back blew out a year ago, and you've been on the dating market for over a decade. So since, you know, Tyrone and Pookie haven't been giving you commitment, just been busting the cheeks, you figure I'll manipulate a man into marrying me by holding pussy over his head.
Let me tell you something right now. It don't work that way.
Even a God-fearing Christian man isn't going for it. Do women think we stupid? Or are they just hoping we that stupid? I need answers, y'all. Can y'all help me out?
So if, let's just, you've been married twice. So, I mean, you're not getting married. So, okay. So I wanted to start. The only reason I brought that up is because whenever people usually stands on the religion and just, you got to be about Jesus, that usually comes up later. So I just wanted to get that information now. So no sex unless you get married again.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, for what? You already been married twice and divorced. Like, get married for what? You have a 73% chance of divorce.
And I know that's something that a lot of people don't understand or don't agree with. I don't care. And if you don't like it, that's just not for you then.
Great!
I like the way you do that right there, right there. All right. What are some other deal breakers?
Really liars. People who aren't authentic to... Yeah, if they're not authentic, so they come off as like, oh, I'm one way, and then later on they turn and become Satan.
Man, based on your resume, you're pretty satanic yourself. I would love to hear about what you think you did wrong in your two failed marriages.
I've never done anything remotely wrong in my life, ever.
And just her whole energy is a negative energy. She's not smiling. Her energy is demonic. Her whole spirit, how the spirit is coming across. Look at Kendra Face. Shout out to the Kendra Faces. Does anything about the energy she's giving off seem pleasant, fun, you know, filled with life? Her whole energy is depressed.
I think I found my life's motto. Nice eyes, thick thighs, out to ruin men's lives.
What's enticing about this woman? Can we find anything enticing about this woman?
And... So travel is a big thing for me because I kind of like to do it. But you have your own place and you can afford to pay your bills and afford to go out and do extracurricular activities.
I don't need to. Why would I?
Well, I'm
how stupid would it never be held for R. Kelly?
Let's see the Kendra can.
Okay.
What's your shirt say? I came, I saw.
Can you see it?
Great day.
Out of pocket for that shit. Way out of pocket. What do you gain from that?
What would you wear a shirt like that on a dating show? These bitches are slow. Like, think about it. I'm trying to attract a mate, and I'm going to wear a shirt talking about how I leave places because I have anxiety. Yeah, single file line, guys.
Was that good?
Yeah, that was great. Okay. Laura, what's the age range you would date?
You know, I am okay with someone that is... I would say like 38 to 50.
Say it! Say it!
58.
Should he be in Alabama? Yeah.
No.
No, he shouldn't be.
No, if and you don't have to be. You don't ever have to come to Alabama.
Thank you, Jesus!
Yeah.
Well, how would y'all, so you always travel to him?
No, I'm just kidding. They definitely, absolutely do not have to be from Alabama. I'm okay, not from Alabama. I just live here, so.
So, okay, are you willing to relocate? How would it work
yes.
if I get serious? Three flaws you have to work on.
Okay, so I tend to, when I talk, I'll take pauses, and that annoys people because I kind of think before I talk, and so I'm constantly, like, pausing. And I also have to give backstory. So normally when I'm going to tell you something, if I'll be like, oh, Kendra, let me tell you this story, but first let me give you the backstory.
I don't want to hear that shit.
So I have to give you the backstory before I actually tell you what I tell you, and that annoys people a lot. But it gives context, so I have to do it. But that's a flaw. And another flaw is I think that I'm pausing again because I'm trying to think my thoughts through.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. I won't say that I'm late all the time, but I have been told on occasion that I am late, and it tends to annoy people.
Okay.
So I'm working on it really, really hard though.
You're working on it. Okay, gotcha. All right, and why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
Well, I am a very honest person, so I will always be very upfront and honest with them. As far as telling them how I feel, or if they're.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.